story in this hour. A man arrested in Sutton Coldfield on suspicion of being involved in an alleged cyber attack on the Pentagon's computer network in America. The 23-year-old was one of 57 people arrested as part of a nationwide police operation against cybercrime. Steve Pye from the National Crime Agency says his organisation is determined to hunt down cybercriminals and prosecute them. Professor Mike Jackson from Birmingham City University is a computer science expert. Let's go straight away and talk to him. Professor Mike Jackson, hello to you.
Hi.
Cybercrime, how's it changing? Are hackers getting far more sophisticated now, Mike?
Oh, sure, they are. I mean, but you've got a complete range. You've got people who are really in just for the fun, and they're not terribly sophisticated. And you have people who are they're employed by governments to be very sophisticated, and they really do have good techniques.
What's the biggest threat at the moment?
It depends who you are, really. Let's say you're a small to medium business. The National Crime Agency now is saying, because, you know, people can access your system, people could get some of your data, you could be in an attack which would cost you between £50,000 and £120,000 to sort out.
50 arrests in this week-long operation. Yeah. How many more people are out there doing this? Is this the tip of the iceberg, do you think?
Well, I think there was about 10,000 people, 10,000 to 11,000 people reported actually being victims last year of cybercrime. But those are the people who are actually saying, look, I know I've been attacked, I know I've had someone break into my machine. There probably will be a lot more, and the number will probably grow, because this is an area where increasingly women will more reliant on the internet, we're doing more on the internet, and where we're doing things, that's where criminals will go.
I mentioned Steve Pye a few moments ago. He's from the National Crime Agency. Here's what he's had to say today.
What you're seeing this week is a culmination of a growing capability that will reassure the public that policing across the UK and with partners internationally does have the ability to make an impact upon cybercrime. If you're committing cybercrime in the UK or abroad that impacts upon the UK, then we will come and arrest you and take you before the courts.
That's Steve Pye. What's the motivation for people to do all this, Mike?
I think three types of motivation. I think there's definitely a group of people who are doing it just because it's fun, just because they can do something which they feel is flouting authority or whatever. Then you've actually got people who are looking to make money on this. So they are a bit more organised. They're getting themselves aimed at places where they know there is money to be had, and they're attacking somewhere, and then there is a demand for some form of remuneration or whatever for leaving the person be. And finally, there is the really sophisticated people who are actually working for governments, and they are simply breaking into to machines. They're leaving it at that, and then have the possibility of coming back at a future time and letting havoc go loose.
Well, they've been trying to get hold of data, and they're hacking into the Pentagon, which is pretty serious stuff. Mike Jackson, professor from Birmingham City University, a computer science expert. They always seem to be one step ahead of the game. 57 arrested as part of this nationwide police operation, including a 23-year-old from Sutton Coldfield.